Hello, I'm Nathan Schubert. Here is your news for Saturday, April 12th. Community Foundation Grey Bruce has extended its deadline for charities and nonprofit organizations to apply for grant funding to April 22nd. Each application is eligible for a grant up to $5,000. Last year, Community Foundation Grey Bruce granted regional charities and nonprofit groups more than $860,000. Those funds went towards community projects, including helping children access local sports programs, arts and local festivities, and community health and food security programs. More details on how to apply can be found on our website. On to national news. New data shows environmental issues have taken a back seat this election. According to media reports, when asked about what's most important to you this election, the survey by Vote Compass shows most said the Canada-US relations is the top concern. The environment did not even make the top five. This drop comes after in 2021, when 24% named the environment as their most important issue, but this now sits at about 5%. American tourists visiting Canada have expressed concern crossing the border and how they will be received by Canadians amid the trade war. According to media reports, a new poll from Narrative Research, however, shows Americans might not have anything to worry about, especially if they visit Nova Scotia's capital. 75% of people living in Halifax said they will either be more or as welcoming as they were in the past. This uncertainty around American visitors feeling comfortable visiting Canada comes when the tourism industry in Nova Scotia is anticipating a busy summer season. And Ontario collected about $260,000 from the one day an electricity surcharge was in effect on exports to the United States. According to media reports, this comes after Premier Doug Ford announced on March 10th that Ontario was placing a 25% surcharge on electricity the province sends to 1.5 million homes in three states as one retaliatory measure against the tariffs imposed on Canadian goods. The government said that when it first introduced the surcharge, that any revenues would be used to support Ontario workers, families, and businesses, but Energy Minister Stephen Lecce's office declined to be more specific where the money would go. In sports, a familiar name was called out by the Owen Sound attack at last night's OHL priority selection. Matt Hermes has more.
Not one, but two DeLilles will be part of the attack forward group next season. Owen Sound selected forward Max DeLille from the GTHL's Toronto Titans with their first-round pick, fifth overall, at the priority selection last night. He'll join his older brother Tristan on the attack. Both were at the Bayshore meeting fans, all smiles. Max says he can't wait to get going.
It's great. I've always dreamed of this moment, and just to be able to play with him in the OHL is just amazing.
And Tristan.
Yeah, I never thought it was going to be a possibility, but like I said, never say never in the OHL draft. So, we're here, and I couldn't be more excited.
Attack GM Dale DeGray says Max is a skilled, physical forward who plays a heavy game.
He's a kid that you win with. He's going to come in, he's going to compete right from the drop of the puck.
The attack made three other picks on day one of the OHL priority selection. You can find a full report at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. Matt Herm is reporting.
In more junior hockey news, the Hanover Barons are PJHL's North Conference champions after a 2-1 win over the Orillia Terriers. In the NHL, Montreal will have to wait a little longer for their playoff berth as they fell 5-2 to the Ottawa Senators last night. Meanwhile, tonight the Habs take on the Toronto Maple Leafs. The Blue Jays face the Baltimore Orioles this afternoon after yesterday's series opener was rained out. Lister Wolves' Corey Connors will start the second round of the Masters' four shots off the pace. Justin Rose is atop the leaderboard. And the Raptors lost 124-102 to the Dallas Mavericks. You can find more sports over on the Grey Bruce Remax Realty Sports page.